Hey, accent learner, I just wanted you to know that the Accent Training Podcast is officially available on YouTube. If YouTube is your preferred app for listening to podcasts or improving your English in general, make sure that you're subscribed to the Accent Training Podcast YouTube channel. Welcome to the English Out Loud Podcast, a podcast where I give you tips on how you can enhance your spoken English almost effortlessly. You know, you don't even really have to take time out of your daily life. You can fit this in while you're driving to the store, doing your nails, cooking some dinner, tying your shoes, going for a walk. Yeah, listen to some English tips. Let's see what we got. Today, if you listen very closely and you apply what you learn, you will enhance more than just your spoken English, but your listening as well. Your overall listening, particularly when you speak to Americans or Canadians, in my case, Canadians, there's something that we do in both countries that you want to adapt, and this is in the pronunciation of the T. Now, way back in episode number one, I talk about the flap T, and I give you some valuable tips in there that, you just didn't learn in school, did you? That the flap T is out there, and that if you listen for it, you can use it. It's just going to take a little focus. Now, today we want to step things up a notch, and we want to put this flap T, not as a T within just a word, but rather as a T between two words. This is to say a word ending in a T and another word linking to that, using a flap T to link the two. Now, this sounds tricky. That sounds honestly complicated. But think about this. If I say, I got it. I'm not pronouncing the T in got as a T. I'm not saying got it, but I'm saying got it. That's the flap T that you're going to be able to use within the next few minutes. Now, before I get into any other stuff, I've got one quick thing I'd like to mention, and that is it would be wonderful if you'd hit that subscribe button, whether you're on Spotify, whether you're on iTunes, whatever you're into. Give it a go, hit subscribe, you'll be updated whenever new podcast episodes come out, which is twice a week. I aim for the days of Tuesday and Thursday. I do my best to get those days down. And for the most part, I do make it. But what I've been thinking lately, actually, by the way, just a couple of notes for any of my listeners, is I am thinking to switch it from Tuesdays and Thursdays to Tuesdays and Fridays. You see, this will give me a whole extra day to prepare my content, and therefore it won't feel rushed when I'm putting it out. So forgive me for an extra 24-hour wait, but you know, not that most people are too worried. Tuesdays and Fridays are going to be the days that episodes come out. This is going to ensure quality content and give you something to listen to going into the weekend. Now, another thing that I'd like to mention is I've started a wonderful Instagram page, en.outloud. Check me out there. I post little tips. The type of tips I talk about in the podcast, I post online for you to read yourself. Having these pop up on your feed, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, whatever you like, is going to be pretty valuable in that it'll just give you little reminders throughout the day. It's like having a little study note that just pops up. Best part of it is, you don't got to pay me. I just do it because I'm a nice guy. Now let's take a look at something else I'm happy to give you for free today, and this is the flap T linking. How you can link words using a flap T. Now, you may remember from my episode number two that a flap T occurs in an unstressed T between two vowel sounds. Stressed and unstressed syllables, we'll get into the details of that another time. For today, let's just focus on that word, flap T, between two vowel sounds. Now, T coming at the end of a word is typically not stressed. It's typically silent, actually. So when we take a word like got, G-O-T, got, and then we put another word after it, it, we want to link these two sounds together to help our speech flow. When you have a vowel sound near the end of a word, and then the following letter is a T, well, if the following word begins with a vowel, we want to pronounce that T as a flap T. We do this because then we can link these two words together. This really helps your flow of speech, your natural kind of sound. Just helps you let it out nicely, let it flow. Notice how I'm saying that. Let it. Let it. Say that along with me. It's almost as if it's one word. I'm not saying let it flow, but let it flow. Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good. Keep up on that. Let's practice more of these flap T's. Now remember, the reason why we call it a flap T is that we're not making a true T sound. We're not making a T. Neither are we making a D. D. It's not a strong D as in D, dad. It's actually a rather soft one. It is. It is. Hear that? It's super soft. As a matter of fact, if in your native language you roll your R's, like R, R, you know, like Spanish, Russian, Italian, many languages do this. The flap T is the same as a soft rolled R position. R, R. A flap T, soft rolled R. Anyway, let's take a look at the flap T between words. If you start to apply this in your own speech, if you start listening for this, your listening is going to improve. Guaranteed. I have had a number of students who, after learning about the flap T between words, would start listening for it, and then they were amazed at all the things that they could now understand, all the expressions that people would say that they could understand a little bit better, just because they now had a grasp of the flap T. So as I've said in the past, improving your listening is not just about listening. It's about listening with a goal. And so if you listen to me and you're listening for the flap T, then you're going to get it in no time. Get it in. Get it in no time. You hear that? Two flap T's there. Get it in. Get it in. I'm linking three words together. I got it in no time. I got it. Got it in. Got it in no time. This is how Americans talk. This is how we break speech up. You want to do the same. Okay, well, I don't want to hold you up for too long today. I'll let you get going shortly. However, I want to give you a little bit to take with you. Here's a handful of common phrases which contain a flap T. And you'll notice if you start listening and pronouncing the flap T along with it, it makes your speech and your understanding a whole lot better. Check this out. Not often. Not often. Not often. Interesting, right? The T turns to a D. Not often. Here's another. Right on. Right on. Right on is to say, that's nice. This is something Americans will often say if they think, hey, that's cool, I like that. They'll say, ah, right on, right on. Turn the light on. It's not turn the light on, but turn the light on. Get out of here. Get out of here. Here's another good American expression. People will say, get out of here. They're not really trying to offend you. They're not trying to say this to make you feel uncomfortable or make you feel like you gotta leave. They're more saying, I don't believe you. Like, get out of here. I don't believe you. Get out of here. Listen for that. It's a good one. Here's one more here. He thought a lot about it. He thought a lot about it. How many flap T's do you hear there? Thought a lot about it. Three flap T's. Linking all those words together. Thought a lot about it. He thought a lot about it. You can pick up on those flap T's yourself. All you gotta do is keep reading those phrases out, getting a good feel for them. And your flap T's will develop in no time. Well, I'm going to leave you with a real treat today, a little nursery rhyme that I used to be told when I was a kid. It's a fun one. Goes like this. Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Doesn't even sound like English, does it? Mares eat oats. Mares eat oats. A mare is a female horse. Mares eat oats. And does eat oats. A doe is a female deer. Does eat oats. And little lambs eat ivy. A little lamb is delicious. And they eat ivy. A kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you? So a kid'll eat ivy. Eat ivy. We're linking those two words together. Eat ivy. Keep practicing these things yourself. You are most definitely capable of enhancing your spoken English if you practice that little tongue twister there. If you practice that little thing there, I'll read it out once more. And by the way, I'll also put it in the description just below this podcast episode so you can practice reading it yourself. Have some fun. But listen closely here, one more time. Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Play around with that. Listen to it again and again and again if you need. Five times, whatever it takes. Get the feel for it. You are most definitely capable of repeating that. Well, I've got to get going for today. I'm going to get to wrapping things up. It's about lunchtime for me. I've got some tea. I've had a nice smoothie for my breakfast. In my smoothie, I put some banana. I don't know. I put a pear. I don't normally put pears in my smoothie, but Estefania bought some pears, and I thought to myself, well, doesn't hurt. It's got a lot of vitamin C. It's just, I've never been too big on pears. They're okay. They're just kind of bland. If I have to choose a fruit, definitely I would go with a banana, an orange, mango, pineapple. Pineapple juice, love it. Fresh pineapple juice, it's absolutely delicious. But a pear, not my cup of tea. I'll put another in my smoothie tomorrow, though. You don't even really taste them. It's pretty good. Like, it's not bad. It's just on its own, I wouldn't eat it. Have a great day. Keep listening for those flap T's. They're popping up all over the place. And if you keep an ear open, you'll most certainly find them. So, flap T's. Keep an ear open. You'll get used to it. And the quicker you get used to it, the quicker you'll be able to use it yourself. Your listening will get better. Your speaking will get better. Everything will get better. So listen for flap T's. It's free. It's honestly, you're giving yourself an English lesson for free. And if you haven't already, hit subscribe. When you subscribe, my numbers go up. When my numbers go up, a little algorithm says, this guy's got things people want to hear. It then presents me to other listeners around the world who may need to hear me as well, who also need to enhance their English. So if you like what you're hearing and you think that other people should also be listening, then hit subscribe and you've done your job. Well, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful meal. Or, you know, park safely, drive safely. Don't slam your brakes in the snow. It's not good. And you'll be hearing much more from me in the days to come. Have a good one. Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.